Ang title ng lesson natin today is The Purpose of Character. Now, why am I continually trying to explain this idea of character? Ako kasi naniniwala pag naintindihan natin kung ano ang tamang definition, nakaka-respond tayo mas mabuti. So, bakit ba importante itong idea of character? And why am I spending another lesson to just explain it to you? The reason why I need to make sure you understand ano ang character and ano ang rason bakit natin siya kailangan i-develop is because of an important verse that I saw in the Bible. Sabi ng Deuteronomy 8:18, "But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who is giving you the power to make wealth." Gusto ko sana maintindihan mo na kung gusto mong yumaman, gusto rin yon ng Panginoon para sa iyo. God wants us to have wealth, so He gave us the power to create or make it. However, iba ang ibig sabihin ng wealth sa Bible kumpara sa mga dictionary natin today. The Hebrew word for wealth in the Bible is chayil. Ang ibig niyang sabihin, physical strength and noble character. It does not mean money or riches. Ito na-discover ko. Today, ang mundo focus too much on the end result. The Bible will teach you the process of achieving the result that you want. What do I mean? Today, ang pinag-uusapan ng mundo, paano maghanap ng pera. Hindi nila inaintindihan na ang pera hindi hinahanap, ginagawa. So, importante maintindihan natin kung ano ang proseso ng paggawa ng pera, ganun din sa wealth. In fact, if you look at the original word for wealth, that is well, ang ibig niyang sabihin welfare, well-being, it is a state of good fortune or happiness. So, makita mo, hindi pa rin siya pera. So, in order for us to be able to really have wealth in the future, kailangan natin ng tamang pag-uugali. Let me just go back to the definition I shared in Lesson 1 on character. Character refers to a collection of qualities that defines an individual's ethical moral. Ang ibig sabihin ng character, your character defines kung sino ka, who are you. If you ask people to describe you, they will actually talk about your character. Medyo iba ang character sa values. Ang values naman are the principles an individual hold dear and convictions that guide his behavior in decision making. So ito yung mga prinsipyo na ginagamit natin sa buhay. Let me just make sure na naintindihan mo kung anong pagkakaiba nila at anong pagkapareho nila. Character describes your personal moral quality, kung sino ka. On the other hand, values are principles you use to guide your actions. Alam mo, both of us can have the same moral values, but we can have different values on certain things. Yung isa kong kaibigan, naniniwala siya na kailangan niyang bilisan in order to make sure that he maximizes opportunities. Ako naman, naniniwala na dapat huwag kong bilisan kasi baka magkamali ako. Now, am I better than him? Hindi. He's a very good person, he's one of my best friend, and his moral character cannot be questioned. Pero magkaiba lang kami ng style sa negosyo, and I believe we are both successful. However, bakit ba importante ang tamang pag-uugali sa desire natin sa pagyaman? As I continue to study life and business, na-realize ko na kailangan natin ng tamang ugali so that we can respond properly to the imperfections of this world. Alam mo, ang mundo natin, maraming problema na dinadala sa atin. Let me just give you some example. There's poverty around us. So, paano ba lumabas sa kahirapan? I discovered na kung tamang ugali mo, posible yan. But some people surrender to the idea na pinanganak akong ganito, hanggang ganito na lang ako. In this world, there's also inequality. Some are born rich, some are born poor. Does it mean na lugi ka pag pinanganak kang mahirap? kaibigan, alam mo ba na karamihan ng pinakamayamang tao today galing sa mahirap? Sana you would research on the life of Henry C. and how he began. His father abandoned him after the war. Naiwan siya dito sa Pilipinas to fend for himself. And he had to send himself to school on his own. Si John Gokongwei, when he started, his father left them with a lot of debt. So dun sa nabasa kong libro, sabi doon, John Gokongwei had to sell snack food and also mga sinulid para sa pangtahi. So hindi issue kung paano ka pinanganak. Ang issue, kung paano ka mag-respond. And then today in this world, ang dami-daming away. Hindi na matapos-tapos. In fact, I find the internet very, very toxic today. Because they talk of things that are not important and ang masakit para sa akin, nagrereklamo ang mga internet influencer na hindi sila rinispeto, pero hindi rin sila nagrespeto. So ang daming away today. And so ang tanong, how do you respond so that you can create a fruitful future despite of the conflicts around you? Today, there's also great degradation around us. Nasisira na ang nature. The recent typhoon Egay devastated Luzon. Maraming negosyo ang nasira. May nakita pa ako sa Baguio, isang buong building na hulog because it was built on a hillside. And to my amazement, nagbabaha sa Baguio City. Paano naman magbabaha ang bundok? So there's just too many imperfections around us. And I believe this is the reason why some people are depressed. Many people are depressed today because they are trying to look for perfect things in an imperfect world. Like for example, people are looking for perfect spouses. Nung nagkasal sila, ang ganda ng panaginip nila. Pero nung nagkasal na, they get disappointed with their husband, they get disappointed with their wife, and minsan isang taon pa lang naghihiwalay. Bakit naghiwalay? Naghiwalay because they saw a lot of flaws in the partner they chose. So ngayon, iniwanan nila yung partner nila looking for another partner. Akala naman nila, they will find one. And then, we look for perfect bosses. Pag feeling natin, hindi magaling yung boss natin, aalis tayo, pupunta tayo sa ibang kumpanya, hoping we find someone better. Pero ito na-realize ko. There's no perfect boss. Maski mas mabait yung isang boss kaysa sa isang boss, meron pa rin flaw yan. And minsan naman, akala mo ang problema yung boss kasi napapagalitan ka pag gumagawa kang mali. Tingin mo ba pag iniwanan mo yung boss mo ngayon, lumipat ka ng ibang kumpanya, ginawa mo yung mali na ginawa mo? Do you think the other boss will tolerate that? O diba? Friends, there are no perfect bosses. Lahat sila may pagkukulang. And so kailangan natin maintindihan, how do we respond to them? We now look for perfect jobs. Pag hindi tayo nag-succeed sa isang trabaho, sabi natin, this is not a good job. You look for something else. Minsan may nagtanong sa akin, I have been in this job or in this business for 3 long years. And I have done my best, pero it did not work. Is it time to leave? So I answered. Sabi ko sa kanya, if nasa isa kang trabaho na 3 taon na hindi ka pa rin nagsasucceed, ang ibig lang sabihin nun, hindi mo pa ginawa kung ano ang dapat gawin. So I told him about Thomas Edison who invented the light bulb. And I said, Thomas Edison found the perfect combination or formula on his 1,000 times. Can you imagine? He failed 999 times. What made Thomas Edison persevere? Uy, character yon. And so therefore, I believe the reason why people cannot stay put, they hop from one job to another because medyo may problema tayo sa character. Ang gusto natin, magbago yung palibot natin, hindi tayo. And so people, we look for perfect opportunities. Kaya they hop from one opportunity to another, one job to another. Can I tell you something I discovered in life? Alam mo yung perfect opportunity na sinasabi mo? There's no such thing. I have not seen a perfect opportunity. Kaya nga, when people come to me and ask, "Dong, ano magandang negosyong pasukan?" Alam mo, I get irritated. The reason why I get irritated is because ang hinahanap nila yung magandang negosyo na siguradong kikita. And this is why you often hear me say, walang magandang negosyo. Walang pangit. Lahat ng negosyo maganda. Lahat ng negosyo pangit. Kasi the success of a business is not dependent on the business itself, but on the person who does business, o yung entrepreneur, o yung may-ari. In the same way, walang perfect na boss. Maski ang mabait na boss nagagalit, kasi depende yan sa pagtrabaho ng empleyado. Pag ginawa mo ng tama ang trabaho mo, wala kang maririnig sa boss mo. Baliw ang boss na pinagalitan ang taong mabait at ginawa yung trabaho ng tama. Hindi ba? So friends, I hope you consider this. Perfect opportunities are not things you find, but they are things you create. Paano? How do you create perfect opportunities? If everything around us are imperfect, naniniwala ako that you make them perfect by responding to the imperfections of this world with the right character and the proper values. So ang tanong natin today, tama na ba ang ugali natin? Or dapat pa bang baguhin? Paano ba binabago yan? Or paano ba ini-improve? As I prepare to explain this, meron akong tanong sa'yo. Meron ka bang pinagdadaanan ngayon na masakit? Pagsubok na talagang nagpapahirap sa'yo, nagagalit ka, naiinis ka, and you have been praying, "Lord, bakit mo pinayagan? Kailan mo tatanggalin?" Let me share with you an important verse that I discovered in my journey to fruitfulness. It is James chapter 1, 2 to 4. Let me just read verse 2 and 3 para sa'yo. It says, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Do you like trials? Natutuwa ka ba na pag may dumating na pagsubok sa buhay mo? I don't. And many times I would pray to God that He would remove it until I discovered the purpose of trials. You see, friends, trials, yung pagsubok, they're meant to test your faith. What does that mean? Ano ba yung tinatawag na faith? The Bible tells us in Hebrews 11 verse 1 that faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Friends, I will not convert you to my faith. Ang sinasabi lang, faith are the things that you put your trust on, yung mga bagay na pinapaniwalaan mo. When you're a Christian, you put your faith to God. When you're a Muslim, you put your faith kay Allah and sa lahat ng turo ni Muhammad. Ako, I'm a Christian, I'm a follower of Jesus, so I put my faith on the Lord. And then, I use the principles you teach to make decisions. So sinasabi sa James chapter 1, life will test yung mga paniwala natin. Trials are meant to expose the flaw of your faith and the weakness of your character. Ibig sabihin na pag may dumating na trial, tinitest lang niya kung tama ba ang mga pinapaniwalaan natin para makorekt tayo, maturuan tayo. What do I mean? When I was a young entrepreneur, naniniwala ako sa prinsipyo na bilisan mo, sayang ang panahon. Baka mawala yung opportunity na yan. And because of that, I would grab opportunities that made me poorer because nawala yung pera ko. Later on, when I was trying to find a better way of doing business, narinig ko yung kwento daw ni Manuel L. Quezon when he told his driver, sabi daw niya, "Boy, boy, boy, huwag mong bilisan kasi nagmamadali tayo." Weird, no? Nagmamadali ka, huwag mong bilisan. Bakit ba? Ano ba mangyayari? Pag binilisan mo, pwede ka maaksidente, pwede ka makaliko ng mali, so lalong tatagal. And so I discovered, in business, minsan, sa kakamadali natin, marami tayong desisyon na nagagawang mali, lalo tayo nawawala ng pera. And because of this idea, now, I would test my decision in a small scale, and then pag nag-work, I would scale up. So I changed my approach. The trials that God sent me in the past exposed the flaw in my faith, the flaw in the principles na ginagamit ko para mag-improve siya. So therefore, trials aim to protect or mature us and complete what we lack. Complete what? Ano ang dapat niyang kumpletuhin? Meron akong uling tanong sa iyo. When something bad happens, something terrible, isang pagsubok na dumating, ano ang response mo? Supposing, let me give you an example, napagalitan ka ng boss mo, nasaktan ka masyado, ginawa mo yung best mo, rineject ng boss mo. So how do you respond? Most people would respond by getting angry with the boss and tell other people, yung boss natin hindi marunong mag-appreciate ng trabaho. Na imbis tanungin niya, ano bang maling ginawa ko? Ano ba ang dapat kong gawin na next time hindi na ako papagalitan ni boss? Ano ang difference ng isang tao na nagalit sa boss nung pinagalitan siya versus nagbago nung pinagalitan siya? Tamang ugali. What is the purpose of the right character? The right character will help you respond properly to the imperfections of your surroundings. Diba? Ang taong may tamang ugali, pag napagalitan ng boss, will ask, ano ba ang dapat kong baguhin? Ano ba dapat kong i-adjust para si boss hindi na magalit? Now, if you really do not know why your boss got angry, you go ask the boss, bakit ba boss? Ano ba ang tama? Ang problema sa mga tao today, pag napagalitan ng boss, they insist on doing what they are doing, hoping that the boss will accept. Friends, hindi tama na ugali yon. Kasi since he is the boss and you're working under the boss, importante na we meet his standard para matulungan natin siya mag-succeed. Pag napagalitan ka ng boss, hindi ibig sabihin masama kang tao. Meron ka lang dapat baguhin. Tapos let me give you another example. Paano pag meron kang utang? Diba? You find yourself with a lot of debt, what do you do? Recently, may nagtanong sa akin, meron na akong credit card na utang, napakalaki. Ano ho ang uunahin ko? Magbayad ng utang or gamitin yung kinikita ko today para mag-invest? Do you understand what the person was asking? Magbabayad ng utang o mag-i-invest? Investing is for the sake of that person. Investing is for the good of that person's future. Di ba ang pagbayad ng utang is to meet your obligation? Kasi habang hindi ka nagbabayad ng utang, merong isang tao na hindi niya nakukuha yung pera niya, tapos meron pang interest na lumalaki. So ano ang nag-decide na kung magbabayad ng utang o mag-i-invest? Ugali ng tao. And then kanina, di ba, I told you, we're all looking for perfect spouses. Tapos yung nagkasal tayo, you see all the imperfections and flaw of your husband and of your wife. And so you start thinking, should I leave this person? Why? Why should you leave that person? That person exposed your flaw. And you are also exposing the flaw of the other person. Is the solution to separate? No. The solution is to ask yourself, how can I be a better person for the person I love? But often, the reason why we get disappointed is kasi gusto natin yung isang tao ang magbago, hindi tayo. We want the other person to accept us for who we are. But we are not willing to accept the other person for who he or she is. Hindi ba that's a little unfair? And then ito pa isang problema. You cannot change the other person. The only person you can change is yourself. So we go through life with a lot of pain, thinking, that ang may mali sila, hindi tayo. A person with a person na may tamang ugali will ask, ano ang dapat kong ayusin? Ano ang dapat kong baguhin so that I will be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing? One of the complaints of many employees is the toxicity of their environment. Ang daming away. So umalis sila sa trabaho nila kasi toxic daw yung katrabaho nila. And so one time I asked, yung nakaaway mo ba? Maraming kaaway sa opisina? Sabi niya, hindi ho, konti lang kami. So ang tanong ko, is it possible that the reason why that person is toxic ka rin? I remember when there was one time somebody responded to a post ko in Facebook. And inaaway niya ako kasi sabi ko, baka naman ikaw din toxic na meron kang dapat baguhin. Nagalit sa akin. Sabi sa akin, hindi ako toxic. Ang mga taong katulad mo, dapat i-unfollow. Natuwa ako, natawa ako. Kasi okay lang ni-unfollow niya ako. Kasi tinuruan ko siya, hindi ko nga siya kilala. Nagalit pa siya. Diba? Minsan, we complain about the people around us. When in fact, those people are just exposing who we are. So, sino ang may problema? Diba sabi ko sa inyo kanina, trials will expose the flaw of your faith and your weakness in your character. The reason why trials come is to help you understand na may problema ka. But before you can solve a problem, you must first admit that there is a problem. Trials help you understand kung ano ang pagkukulang mo so that you can grow in character. You always have the power to change your life for the better. You have a choice. Let me give you an example. There were two brothers. Yung isa, a successful businessman na hindi umiinom. Yung isa was a bum and alcoholic. They were both asked, bakit ka ganyan? Pareho sila ng sagot. Sabi nila, kasi tatay ko alcoholic. One person decided not to be an alcoholic because he saw what alcohol did to his father. The other decided to be an alcoholic. Sabi niya, kung ginawa ng tatay ko, ba't hindi ko pwedeng gawin? You understand? What differentiated them? Their character. What is the purpose of character? Why is it important to our journey to fruitfulness? Because character will help you respond properly to the imperfections of the world around you. So sana maintindihan mo that the next time a problem comes, they were not meant to hurt you. They were meant to make you better. I like what Psalm 119 verse 71 said. Sabi niya, it is good for me that I was afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. Gusto mo ba yon? Do you want to be afflicted? Yung may dumaan na paghihirap? Sabi dito, when you are afflicted, you get a chance to learn the statutes of the Lord. Kung ano ang tama. But how will you know kung ano ang tama? Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of Christ. By now, you know that I like reading the Bible. But I'm not a priest or a pastor. The reason I like reading the Bible is because I get to learn kung ano ang tama, ano mali. Naintindihan ko kung ano ang paraan nung Diyos na gumawa sa akin. And yung Diyos na may-ari ng lahat ng bagay sa mundo. So my faith now is not only based on a God that I do not see. It is based on the things He has taught me. So faith is not knowing what the future holds, but knowing who holds the future. I would like to now encourage you to read your Bible, not to change your faith or your religion, but so that you can profit in the word God gave us. Isaiah 48 verse 17 says, thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit and who leads you to the way you should go. Nice, no? In Deuteronomy 8:18, we read that God has given us the power to make wealth. But in order to do this, He wants us to know that wealth is created by your strength and your character. And to make sure na mag-succeed tayo, He gave us a book so that He can teach us how to profit. Isn't that nice? It is nice and comforting to know that the God who created us also wants us to live life to the full, yung maraming sobra and truly fruitful. What is the purpose of character? Our character is important to God because it allows us to respond properly to the world's imperfection. It allows us to take ordinary opportunities and make them perfect so that someday we will have the fruitful life that we desire. Nice, no? So I hope you understand bakit tayo kailangan mag-improve sa ugali natin. Kasi ito lang ang paraan na ma-achieve natin yung magandang buhay na gusto natin in the future. If you would like to use this lesson for small group discussion, here are the questions that I want you to answer. Masaya ka ba sa kung sino ka ngayon? May mga gusto ka bang baguhin sa buhay mo? Ano-ano yon? Ano ang pagsubok sa buhay mo ngayon? Ano ang dapat mong gawin para mas maging mabuting tao?